It's time for CHS Outdoors on K Country 102.3. It's brought to you by CHS in Elkton. Seriously, I didn't mean for winter to get ugly in the first half of October. My goodness, we're only 3 weeks into fall for Pete's sake. But we have another storm of the century on the horizon. A rare Category 5 winter storm could drop up to 2 feet of snow in parts of South Dakota, but not Brookings County. Thank goodness. Here's our CHS Outdoor forecast. Friday, mixed precip, 40-mile-an-hour wind, barely high into the 30s. Saturday, more mixed precip with blowing snow in the afternoon, strong winds with a temp in the 30s. Sunday, mostly cloudy on the backside of the storm. Our high will depend on how much snow we get. Pressure, 29.7 on Friday, 29.6 Saturday, and 29.8 on Sunday. Sunrise at 7:37, sunsets at 6:50. Scout Look rates the weekend as fair. I don't even know why I brought that up. Saturday's major salooner times, 12:18 to 2:18 a.m. and 12:32 to 2:32 p.m. If you tuned in for a tip, here you go. Maybe this is the weekend to pull out the hard water gear and equipment and get it ready for what's to come. Wait to winterize the boat, though. There may be a few days left to hit the water and catch a few fatties. I know they caught a 14-pound walleye at the river over the weekend. I'm sure the snow is not here to stay. The big tip here this week, don't panic like I almost did when I heard it could snow. Unless you're Dr. Rod, who's hoping to get enough snow so he can run the sled already. Okay, enough of that. Let's get serious here. Don't forget, this weekend, all residents of South Dakota had the opportunity to hunt pheasants before we welcome in the outsiders. Not a whole lot of pheasant hunting going on in the western part of the state where we have more birds, but the eastern part of the state, you might be able to get it done. Be safe and good luck. The Bait Box Report. Donna says the weather's made it tough. A few perch and walleye on Thompson, a few walleye on Dry. They're catching them, but you gotta work for them. Remember the bait box on your next trip out. If you miss CHS Outdoors, listen to it again at kcountry102.com under my show page or the Listen tab. I'm Brian, and that's CHS Outdoors. Whether you're a farmer, fisherman, or hunter, you'll find some great stories from the outdoors and some of the essentials you need at CHS in Elkton.